Blog Talk Radio.
Are you a veteran, police officer, firefighter, doctor, nurse, or teacher? If so, you qualify as one of Ron Siegel's VIP heroes, and we have rewards up to $5,000 or $10,000 when you buy, sell, or refinance a home with one of the Ron Siegel Radio partners. As one of the heroes, real estate agents will rebate part of their commission, lending partners will give a credit at closing, the title company has special published rates, and many other service providers have incentives too. All you need to do is call Ron Siegel Radio at 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit VIPHeroProgram.com. Just think about what you will do with all the rebates and incentives from the partners of Ron Siegel Radio. Just call us at 800-306-1990 so we can show you our appreciation for your service.
Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Are you currently renting a home? Do you like paying someone else's mortgage payment? Why not explore the options to purchase your own home? Can you imagine a 30-year fixed-rate loan below 4.25% APR? This means with $10,500, you can purchase a $295,000 home and have a principal and interest payment of about $1,400 per month. What are you paying in rent? Does your family deserve the opportunity to take advantage of the current market? To learn more about these exciting opportunities, the Siegel Lending Team is standing by to speak with you. Call now, 1-800-306-1990. That's 1-800-306-1990. Or visit SiegelLendingTeam.com. That's S-I-E-G-E-L LendingTeam.com. Or 1-800-306-1990. Rates subject to change without notice. Licensed by NMLS ID 217037 and 145502. Equal housing lender. Not endorsed or sponsored by any government agency.
Is your credit score over 800? Are you living in the home of your dreams or simply where you think you can afford? Are you earning a safe, secure 10-plus percent return on your investments? If the answer to any of these questions is no, what are you doing about it? Text ATP to 79564. Complete a 3-minute complimentary survey and the area-trusted professionals of Ron Siegel Radio will reach out to you to develop a success strategy for you. Again, all you need to do is text ATP to 79564.
Do you have a goal of mortgage-free home ownership? What if your home was valued at $500,000? Are you aware that a free and clear home could be costing you $2,500 every month, $30,000 per year? The mortgage planners at the Siegel Lending Team would like to show you how you can own your home, generate tax-free income, and accumulate family wealth. You simply need to call the Ron Siegel Team at 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990. By sending the team a copy of your most recent mortgage statement, the team will send you a no-obligation real estate plan. You be the judge if this is right for your family. Again, all you have to do is send the team a copy of your mortgage statement by email to REAP at ronsiegelradio.com or call today, Ron Siegel, 1-800-306-1990. That is 1-800-306-1990.
Subject to change and without notice. Licensed by the California DOC and BRENMLS 217037 and 145502 and Cal BRE 01869452 and 1866775.
You're listening to Ron Siegel's Home and Finance Radio Show, only on Financial News and Talk. Now live in studio, your host, local and national real estate expert and consumer advocate, Ron Siegel.
And hello again. Welcome to Ron Siegel Radio. This is the show with no real boundaries. As we discuss current events, financial markets, politics, sports, even poking fun at the rest of the media, this is the show that connects the dots of confusion delivered by conflicting media reports. We connect the dots so you know the actions you can take, how your family or business can benefit from current events. Most of all, thank you for joining me. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day. We're a very focused show. We only chat about items that affect the roof of your head, your bank account, and anything I feel would benefit you. And then remind you, if you ever have any home or finance-related questions, I am the consumer advocate looking out for you. And you can reach out to me directly, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Just remember that's the number you call anytime for assistance. When you call that number, it comes directly to me first. There are no operators standing by. I am it. While I do have a great team when it comes to developing a financing plan or plan to save you money, I personally work with you even if you don't have any needs today. Save this number in your phone for future reference, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. And yes, of course, it is a wonderful day here in sunny California, and we are celebrating on Ron Siegel Radio. We celebrate every day right here, Ron Siegel Radio, the celebrations today. Let's see, Celebration of Life Day, has some mixed meanings in there. Library Shelfie Day, National Sanctity of Human Life Day, okay. I don't know, I see it, you cannot miss it. Today is National Blonde Brownie Day, that is our celebration of the day. Let's see what's going on in the markets today as well. We can see been a bit of a mixed morning on the markets. We're looking right now, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is up about 8.69. Doesn't say a whole heck of a lot of anything to us. S&P 500 up 7.59. NASDAQ up 42. Oil's down $1.49 per barrel. That's probably a good thing for us here in Taxifornia because we need some help on the oil prices because $2.54.4 is the national average of a gallon of gasoline. Missouri, they're paying $2.16 here in Calizuela. We are about a dollar a gallon more than the national average, $3.52. Let's keep voting for those same people and see if we can get them to do anything different. I guess they're not going to because they can't even read a website. I mean, here's a great site if you ever want to check this out, How Money Walks. Now, we can have all that we want to hear from Adam Schiff. Yeah, Schiffless, I guess. We can hear all we want from Jerry Nadler, a couple of loons. We can hear all we want from Nancy Pelosi. But if we look back, dating all the way from 1992 through the year 2018, latest data available, we're seeing that Calizuela is losing $73.52 billion. Yes, that is $73.52 billion in adjusted gross income. That is the wealth that is leaving Calizuela. Now, I know if you're up in Sonoma County, you don't have much option. You have to stay here. Contra Costa County, you have to stay here. Those are up there in the Silicon Valley. If you are in, what is this one? Another one, San Luis Obispo County, you're staying here. And if you are in Riverside County, you're staying here. But Los Angeles County, Orange County, San Bernardino County, Kern County, all leaving the state. We are going to Nevada, $16.95 billion of wealth leaves Calizuela and goes to Nevada, $12.25 billion leaves Calizuela going to Texas, $11.98 billion leaves Calizuela going to Arizona, $10.34 billion leaves Calizuela going to Oregon, $9.63 billion leaves Calizuela going to Washington. Right, these are the places where California income is moving. Now, the funny part of it is the state Calizuela ends up putting in these policies that forces or incentivizes people to leave. Then they go to a state like Nevada and vote Democrat. Does that make sense to anybody? Am I losing something here? Where does money come from into Calizuela other than Mexico? Well, New York, $7.8 billion. Illinois, $5.47 billion. New Jersey, $3.89 billion. Massachusetts, $2.95 billion. Connecticut, $1.53 billion. Think about that. What do all of those states have in common? Yes, they've all got high taxes. So they're leaving one high tax state, coming to Calizuela, probably another high tax state, maybe just not quite as high. They'll figure it out, though, that they're probably not going to get anything better in Calizuela than they had in their home states, but they continue moving over here to see what is going on, to see if they can find something different than what they've already found. Let's take a look at what else is going on in the news today. Yeah, did you see this? Maybe you didn't, because a lot of people are just ignoring the show in Washington, D.C. But the Chief Justice of the Supreme Court, Roberts, comes out and tells the folks in the Senate, basically he's telling the Republicans, the House managers, and the president's legal team, hey, remember where you are and remember the sanctity of this body. That was well after midnight in Washington, D.C. Unbelievable how these folks continue on. They just, is it the show? Now, fascinating enough, the president gives a speech in Davos, Switzerland, where the whole world is watching, except MSNBC, hee-haw, they don't watch. The Cannabis News Network, they don't carry it. They're still carrying the lynching going on in Washington, D.C. Fascinating story there. And now there's more news coming out from Adam Schiff. Yeah, we have to claim him as a House of Representatives member from Calizuela. Well, I guess he's been lying a little bit more. Fascinating that in the notices, in the documentation, it comes out now that people that he's been referring to in the Ukraine are not quite the right people. But does that really surprise anybody with Adam Schiff? No, Adam Schiff has been lying to us all along. It fascinates me. Here's a question I have. Maybe somebody can help me. Maybe somebody that's watching us this morning can help me with this very, very simple question. Over and over again, Adam Schiff, the lack of intelligence chairman, committee chairman, so over and over again, he's been telling us there is overwhelming evidence that the president did what he claims what Schiff claims he's done. If there's overwhelming evidence, why does Adam Schiff continue to push for more documents and more witnesses in the Senate? Could it be because that part isn't even true, that there is not overwhelming evidence? I just throw that out there to ask you your thoughts on that. You tell me what you think. I have my own opinions of Adam Schiff. Up to you. Moving right along, hey, Tulsi Gabbard now suing Hillary Clinton for claiming that Gabbard is a Russian asset. I think this is fascinating because you've got two individuals, and you have to really be careful when you're dealing with some of these items. Is one of the issues that comes up is these are public figures. So the standard for slander is significantly higher. But I think it would be great if Gabbard wins this. Gabbard, Yang, other Democrats slamming Hillary Clinton remark, saying that, again, Hillary Clinton is slamming Bernie Sanders. Little infighting going on there in the Democrat Party and the Democrat. Of course, a lot of the Democrats now have to be sitting in Washington for this Schiff show. Just throw that out there. Chuck Schumer is kind of like a teenager with his Trump hatred. Fascinating there. Going to talk a little bit today. Tax season 2020, the IRS's biggest problems, how they may affect you. So we may have some interesting information there for you. We've got a lot of great information for you on this morning's broadcast. We are going to chat. We've got a story this morning telling you how buyers can win by downsizing in 2020. Paying off debt to buy a house. We'll chat about that. You can reach me anytime. Our off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio, on Twitter at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube, Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The Mortgage Minute today being brought to you by our friends at Gold Star Mortgage. When you're ready for that next mortgage, Gold Star, they've got the programs and the products. You just need to make the phone call. Again, Gold Star Mortgage, they've got the got everything over there. They have the FHA loan. They've got down payment assistance loans. They've got bank statement loans, no income loans. You name it, they've got it. So the question becomes, what is it that fits your family's needs? What is the strategy that your family is looking for? Because that's the most important part. There's always different information coming up. and different ways of dealing with your situation, your unique situation. So it always becomes the question then, okay, what is the correct strategy for you and your family? Now, if you don't know everything there is to know about mortgages, and I don't know anybody that does know everything there is to know about mortgages. I mean, I study them a lot, and I wouldn't say that I know everything there is to know. But here's the situation. You need to have a strategist that is working on them on a regular basis to help you with the process to find out what is the right strategy for you, for your family. So here it is, the Dow Jones Industrial Average. Now it's down 5.94. The NASDAQ up 39.40. We've been watching those for you all morning. We can look then over to the other parts of the market. Let's see if I can find, there we go. Pull up the bond pricing for you. Whoops, I got the wrong screen going up. The mortgage-backed securities up 3 basis points this morning. That does not mean a whole heck of a lot for your interest rate, so I wouldn't worry about that too much. We have been watching the 10-year Treasury because that is getting close to some inflection points. The 10-year Treasury, as I speak to you right now, is not showing up on my screen. So one of the things that, there it is, 1.77. We got to go break through 1.74. That's going to be a fascinating number because that could lead us to some much better interest rates. So we're going to be watching that very, very closely for you to see where that market actually goes. If we can penetrate 1.74 on the downside, we've got a lot of space going further, heading to the downside on the markets. Might save you some money if you're buying a house, if you're contemplating a new home loan. That 1.74 is a strong level of resistance. If we get through that, there's a lot of room going to the downside there. What is driving this market? Maybe somebody can call the Cannabis News Network, their business network, and let them know. Diana Olick, she's probably blown it again. She generally does give us some bum information, but we're going to see if we can get through it. Diana Olick did her best to make it hurt so good in her commentary after the release of the FHFA and the existing home sales report. She said that home prices were rising at double the pace of income, but she doesn't understand what the median home price is. The median home price means that half the home sold above that number and half the home sold below it. Does not mean your house, your street. While over time it can show home appreciation a bit, this shows that more higher priced homes were sold. Too bad Diana Olick does not understand that, or at least doesn't report it so that you can understand it in clean, simple language. It is not a direct translation to appreciation. That is what Case-Shiller and FHFA is for. And because of the relationship between income and home payment, incomes don't have to keep pace with appreciation because you don't use 100% of your income to pay for your home. Unfortunately, again, Diana Olick does not understand this information. Either she doesn't understand it, or she just doesn't want to share the facts with you to give you the proper information so you can make an educated decision. I want to show you that FHFA report as quickly as I can get it up on the screen, just because it does give you some good information to understand where the market is, what's going on with the market. We want you to understand that, because how do you make an educated decision if you're getting information from Diana Olick at CNBC and she's generally got the information wrong? So take a look at this report. You can actually see that home prices are appreciating. Now, in the Pacific area of the country, which is where we are, 4.6% appreciation is the number that we're getting. 0.2% is a national number, right? So we want to watch very closely what the numbers are, what the data is telling us when we're looking at information coming out of the marketplace. Now, the existing home sales report also came out for December. That measures closings in that month and likely represents buyers shopping for homes in October and November. That increased by 3.6%. That's another strong number, the highest pace in 2 years Sales are up 10.8% year over year. Again, 10.8% year over year is another strong number. It's probably a number that I'm going to share with you. A lot of people won't tell you this, but I am not a big fan of getting numbers that are that much above where we want to be at. You get a 10% appreciation or home selling that quickly. What that ends up telling us is, hey, we could go the other way, right? Because if you, anytime you see a number that goes up significantly one way, it can actually go down just as much in the other direction. So I do want you to be aware of some of these different data points that we need to understand. We need to know where they're coming from, what's driving them, right? And we want to have it. What we really want is, you don't want to have a market that is unstable and unsustainable. There were only 1.4 million units for sale in December, the lowest reading on record. Imagine if there were more homes for sale. I think there could be more sales if there were more homes available to sell. At the current pace of sales, there's a three-month supply. That means it's a big-time buyers or sellers market right there. Median home price was reported at $274,500, up 7.8% year over year, which is the largest jump since January. We can't stress enough how strong this housing market is. Sales are at a two-year high, even with inventory levels at their lowest on record, and the median home price up 7.8%. So think about that. You've got the median home price going up. You've got inventory going down, sales going up. That means demand is up and supply is down. Prices, therefore, have to be going up. First-time home buyers represented 31% of sales, down from last month's 32%. Cash transaction accounted for 20%, unchanged from last month, while investors accounted for 17%, up from 16%. Distressed sales accounted for only 2%. Now, I'm going to suggest to you, why would anybody want to do a cash sale or cash purchase, right? When you're looking at interest in the ranges where we are right now, a cash purchase is something you've got to really be wondering, why would somebody do that? Here's the reason that I ask that question. When you're looking at a cash purchase, you're basically saying that I have no place better to put my money. Interest rates are extremely low right now. So I'm going to suggest to you, as opposed to doing a cash purchase, why not take half that money or 30%, take 30% of that cash purchase amount and put that into the house you're buying? Because when you look at the report and you dig into the report, let me get back to these numbers so I can give them to you exactly where they were, is you're looking at it and you're saying that we've got these cash purchases, but the percentage that are investors is not a significant number. So when you start looking at those two things, we got to say, okay, what's going on here? So 20% of the purchases are cash and 17% are investors. So think about that portion. If it's your primary residence and you're going in and paying cash for it, why not, again, put 30% down? You're going to get a great, great interest rate. You're going to be in the threes somewhere, most likely, unless you have really horrible credit. And again, as we've talked about, there's 37 loan level price adjustments, so those are always changing. But the idea here is your rate of return on home equity is always zero. Always. It's a math function, right? So think about this. If you've got 100% equity in your property and it appreciates by 5%, and I know Diana Olick thinks it's going up 7.8%, but she doesn't understand. Right, but say your property goes up 5%, just for a round number, $500,000 house, no mortgage, goes up 5%, you've got $25,000 in appreciation. If you have that same $500,000 house, you get $150,000 down payment, $350,000 loan, goes up 5%. Well, the math is still the same. You still have $25,000 in appreciation. But what did you do with that other $350,000? Even if you were to put it into a very, very safe, secure index of some sort, you're probably going to get double the rate of return that the interest on the loan is going to cost you. So that delta, the difference between your rate of return and the interest you're paying, is going to be a benefit to you. It's going to add to your household net worth. Just throw that out there for your consideration. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio, discussing your real estate current events and the financial markets. When we come back, how buyers can win by downsizing in 2020, paying off debt to buy a house. We'll see if we get to some of your questions, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. Your off-air number, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, @ronsiegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. The replay is available, Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number one on YouTube. Stay tuned. We will be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. Within every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. The real-time real estate segment today being brought to you by the area trusted real estate professionals of Ron Siegel Radio. Text NEST, N-E-S-T, to 79564. Find your dream home before someone else does. If you already found your dream home, text SLT, Home Digest, to 79564. Get that Home Digest. It does have all the information that the county recorder knows about your property. It has all the information that the market believes about your property. It's got a lot of information giving, helping you with a lot of data that's going on in the marketplace today. So I want to make sure that you get that. It is totally free from your friends at Ron Siegel Radio. So make sure SLT Home Digest is 79564. Paying off debt to buy a house. That is our subject today. Let's take a look at the report. Home values have been increasing 93 consecutive months, according to the National Association of Realtors. If you're a homeowner, particularly one looking to downsize your living space, great news, as you've likely built significant equity in your home. Here's some more good news. Mortgage rates are expected to remain low throughout 2020 at an average of 3.8% for a 30-year fixed-rate loan. Combination of leveraging your growing equity and capitalizing on low rates could make a big difference in your housing plans this year. For move-up buyers, the typical pattern for building financial stability and wealth through home ownership works this way. You buy a house and gain equity over several years of mortgage payments and price appreciation. You then take that equity from the sale of your house to make a down payment on your next home and repeat the process. For homeowners ready to downsize, home equity can work in a slightly different way. What you choose to do depends in part on your goals. According to HousingWire.com, for some, the desire to downsize may be related to retirement plans or children aging out of the home. Others may be choosing to live in a smaller home to save money or simplify their lifestyle in a space that's easier to clean and declutter. The reasons can vary greatly and by generation. Those who choose to put their equity toward a new home have the opportunity to make a substantial down payment or maybe even to buy their next home in cash. This is incredibly valuable if your goal is to have a minimal mortgage payment or none at all. A local real estate professional can help you evaluate your equity and how to use it wisely if you're planning to downsize. Keep in mind that home prices are anticipated to continue rising in 2020, which could influence your choices. The impact of low mortgage rates. Low mortgage rates can offset price hikes, so locking in while rates are low will be key. For many downsizing homeowners, a loan with a shorter term is ideal so the balance can be reduced more quickly. Interest rates on 10, 15, and 20-year loans are lower than the rates on a 30-year fixed-rate loan. If you're downsizing your housing costs, you may prefer a shorter-term loan to pay off your home faster. This way, you can save thousands in interest payments over time. The bottom line, if you're planning a transition into a smaller home, the twin trends of low mortgage rates and rising home equity can kickstart or boost your plans, especially if you're anticipating retirement soon or just want to live in a smaller home that's easier to maintain. Let's get together and chat about your options. Let's develop that mortgage strategy that is appropriate for your family. And we've talked about many of these issues in the past, right? I mean, the whole concept of moving to a right size, I call it right sizing. Some people call it downsizing. I just think for the most part, you're dealing with right sizing. It's a matter of getting your property to be the right size to meet your family's needs. And every family has their own issues, their own desires, their own needs. I want you to make sure that you're getting the right information for your family. We talked about the shortage of inventory on the market. Well, right now, if you're thinking about getting something smaller, here's the issue that you always need to think about. When you're looking at buying a piece of property, is your primary reason to be buying that something different than a house, a roof over your head? Because in some instances, there's people that are out there that are investors. They look at a piece of property and they say, no, it really doesn't matter to me what the property is. I've got a roof over my head. I want a good deal. Okay, nothing wrong with that. is that where you fit? Or is the area that you fit into is, this is where I want to live. I want to be close to my kids. I want to be close to my grandkids. Maybe I want to be close to a retirement community. Maybe I want to be close to my friends, my church, my temple, whatever that might be. If you're selling a bigger property to buy something that's smaller, think about this concept. Maybe the dollars and cents are not the important factor there for you. That goes into the strategic development of a financial plan. So if you're looking at a $400,000 house, and you know, maybe that's where you want to be, that fits all your criteria, and you're getting into your golden years, well, does it really matter if you pay $425,000 for that house? I know it's a $400,000 house, and nobody wants to overpay for anything. But does it matter if you pay $425,000 if that's where you want to live? I'm going to submit to you that that should not be your primary issue as you get into the golden years of your life. The primary issue needs to be, why are you buying the house? What is it, the purpose? Is that $25,000 over the remaining 30 years of your life? You know, say you're 65 years old. The likelihood of 30 more years, yeah, maybe you'll make it, maybe you won't. I'm just getting really real with you here. But the likelihood of living more than 30 years is getting to be on the smaller likelihood side. So is it worth $1,000 a year for you to live where you want to live, to be closer to your kids, to be closer to your grandkids? Or is that $30,000 what's really important to you? Right? $20,000, whatever that number is. I'm going to suggest, think about it out of the box. Don't always think that, you know, hey, I can't pay more than that. Because even if you can't get the loan based on a $420,000 or $430,000 price on that $400,000 house, you're downsizing. You've probably got the extra cash to make that happen anyway. And again, over the course of that 30 years that you've got left on the planet, you're talking about $83 a month. Be closer to your kids and grandkids so that they can ride a bike to your house. They can walk to your house. They can be there for holidays, special occasions. You can go to their schools and watch what their performances, right? That's all because you made a strategic decision to downsize and use the money that you have accumulated. That's your money. Now, if the money is the issue, there's other strategies there. Maybe the right answer is to get a home equity conversion mortgage, something that's going to convert your home equity into minimizing the payment so that your payment on that new property is no different than the payment on your old property. Those are the issues that we really want to be talking to you about. We want you to understand. Hey, let's get together and chat about the strategies involved in making reality what you're looking at, right? Because it does not need to be, my reality is not going to be the same as your reality, right? Because I have different goals and objectives than you. Your kids have different goals and objectives than you. They're at a different stage of their life. And anybody that's telling you this is all a one size fits all, that's why I am not a big fan of going to some of these online real estate companies, these online lenders. The reason I'm not a fan of that is because we do not live in a one-size-fits-all world. Your goals, your objectives, long-term and short-term, are different than the next person's. So why aren't you understanding that? Why aren't you acting upon that instead of saying, well, I got to buy the cheapest house, I got to get the best price, got to get the lowest mortgage? No. You've got to get the best strategy for your family, for your portfolio, for your future. And that is not going to be the same as somebody that's 30 years younger than you or 30 years older than you, or somebody that has kids or doesn't have kids, or somebody that has grandkids or doesn't have grandkids. You, only your values fit you. And when you go in and you look at some of these online services that are going to try to help you or serve you when you're buying a house or buying a mortgage, They don't have anything. They ask you what your values are. They don't ask you anything about what your goals are, what your short-term goals are, what your long-term goals are. Why is it important to you to buy the house that you're contemplating? They don't ask those questions. They're just data in, data out. They can figure zeros and ones. Computers are very, very stupid, and you can look on my desk. I've got tons of them. They understand yes and no, zero and one. Ask a computer engineer, they'll all tell you the same thing. So when you start getting into values and digging deep into what's important to you, computers are in trouble. They can't help you there. I just throw that out there. I submit that for your consideration. You are listening to Ron Siegel Radio discussing your real estate, current events, and the financial markets. When we come back, paying off debt to buy a house, taxpayers leaving millions of dollars off their returns, all that and more. You can reach me anytime. My off-air number, 800-306-1990. 800-306-1990 or ronsiegelradio.com. Connect with us, facebook.com/ronsiegelradio. On Twitter, at Ron Siegel. And if you miss any part of our broadcast, shame on you. But the replay is available. Ron Siegel 1 on YouTube. Ron Siegel, the number 1 on YouTube. Stay tuned. We'll be back in just a few. Welcome back to Ron Siegel Radio. In every market, there are solutions as well as tremendous opportunities. You just need some trusted guidance. That is my message, and I will be delivering it every day on Ron Siegel Radio or anytime at 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990. In the Your Credit Matters segment today, being brought to you by CreditSanitizer.com. You have a credit report. It is wrong. What are you doing about it? Credit Sanitizer has these solutions for you. You just need to make a call. Go on the website, CreditSanitizer.com. They've got all the information right there. They do a great job for the listeners of Ron Siegel Radio. And there's all kinds of ways that they're helping folks right now. And one of the big issues that we're finding is there's a lot of errors on credit reports. There's always always errors on the credit reports. So the issue becomes, is it a significant error? Is it an error that's going to really hurt you? That's what we want to find out there. Discussion this morning, paying off debt to buy a house. When you buy a house, a big part of a lender's decision whether to approve your mortgage rests on whether or not you can afford it. Obviously, I guess that's not a real big surprise, is it? I guess we got to get. Gomer had a little laryngitis right there. If you have a lot of debt, the monthly payments on those obligations chip away at the total amount you can pay each month on a mortgage. But that doesn't mean it's impossible to buy a house if you are in debt, just a bit more challenging. You want to stop paying rent and enter the exciting world of home ownership. Here's how you can pay off debt to buy a house. Number one, calculate your debt-to-income ratio. Your debt-to-income ratio, often called DTI ratio, is a measurement that compares the amount of debt you have to your gross income. It helps determine how much you can actually afford when it comes to mortgage payments. How much debt can you have and still qualify for a mortgage? Well, most lenders want to see your debt no more than 43%, although there are times when you can actually go up as high as 50%. There are some other areas where you can actually go to 55%. Most lenders, though, want to, the lower the better for you. For example, let's say you make $52,000 a year. This means your gross income each month is around $4,300. If half your paycheck is devoted to paying off debts, then about $2,100 of your income goes towards paying off your various debts. By these numbers, your debt-to-income ratio would be 50%. Banks are a little high on that end, but they will do it. Fix this problem, you do one of two things. Start making more money and or lower your monthly recurring debt payments. So how do you do that? Well, number one, you can consolidate loans. Go out and get one of those credit cards that has a no-interest 18-month loan. Consolidate all your debt on there. Make sure you continue making the same size payment on that as you were paying on the credit cards that you had or the debt that you had before. That way, when your interest is so much lower, it's going to bring down those amounts significantly quicker. Pay off, pay down some debt, you know, get another job. MyFICO.com is one of the big areas that I suggest all the time is when you're in this process, go to myfico.com. It's the only source or the best source I know of to get you a true FICO score. They're going to update you on a regular basis. Yes, it does cost money. I know that there are services out there that do this for free. You get what you pay for. MyFICO.com. You can put the app on your phone and it'll actually tell you on a regular basis, many, many times per day sometimes in certain instances, what's happening on your credit report. Big, big way. Find ways to increase your income. One of the ways to make your DTI more favorable is to increase your income. You can usually do this by either getting a better paying job or getting a second job. We've got to get your economy going. So that's a big issue for you. Consider making a down payment. Contrary to popular belief, a 20% down payment on a home is not required in many cases. FHA loans, for instance, only require 3.5% down. And some mortgage lenders may only ask for 5% down on a conventional loan. However, keep in mind, the more you put down up front, the less your monthly payments are, and the lower your interest rate is likely to be. If you put more money down, It makes the mortgage more affordable. And if you're hovering around the high end of that acceptable debt to income ratio, this will help you as well. When you're ready to buy a house, it's important to consider your level of debt, how much money you have coming in, and your job security. You do not want to get into more trouble or get into more debt, get into more stress by buying the house. That's not the idea of buying a house. The idea is to make life a little bit better and give you some options that maybe you didn't have before. So I'm going to suggest to you that get a budget going. Our friend Chris Bissonette has a program called eMoney that helps you with budgeting. If you want an introduction to Chris, I'd be more than happy to introduce you to him. He can help you out with that budgeting process. Then down the road, you'll be ready for that new home loan. Just throw that out there for you. Big, big benefit to many, many people. Hey, I got a question for you. I gave this answer to you in the last segment, but here's the issue. First 10 people to either comment on the radio broadcast or send me a direct message with what I shared in the earlier in the broadcast. How many consecutive months have home values been increasing according to the National Association of Realtors? First 10 people are going to get a $100 Dining Guru certificate. Give you discounts on thousands and thousands of restaurants. So the first 10 people there, that's going to be the option for you to go ahead and take a look at that. Save your family some money. And as always, I ask, set that first radio preset button to come back here and join Ron Siegel Radio, where we only speak about items affecting your house and your bank account. Thanks to all of our sponsors. A big thanks to John, who's engineering us today. And, of course, a special thanks to you for spending a little bit of your day with us. That's all for Ron Siegel Radio. Again, if you have any questions or to meet any of our guests, call me anytime, 800-306-1990, 800-306-1990, or ronsiegelradio.com. And remember, make a lot of money so you can help a lot of people and have a lot of fun. Have a great day. We'll talk to you next time on Ron Siegel Radio.